This is Engineer Eric. You're listening to part two of our February 23rd, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
Yes.
February 23rd.
That's right. We forgot to tell the date, February 23rd. It's been like 3 weeks since we were here last time. So
yeah. Oh, my God.
That's way too long.
And we may be going to a new time. I haven't told any of the crew yet. They're all looking
at me. You might let Jimmy know.
You'll get a Scooby snack?
We're seriously considering Sunday for all of our Justin TV listeners.
And the reason is?
The three?
That is the best day. For Justin TV. If you're watching this on Justin TV, welcome. We've just started broadcasting them there, and we're probably going to bring you a lot more of this as we go on.
Yep.
But we'll have to clear that with the boss, apparently. And
you don't have to clear anything with me. I have no life. All I do is read the paper.
We'll just tell him it's a different day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tuesday today.
Close enough. Right. Just get me out of bed. You see how dressed up I am? Of course, you don't realize that I'm naked.
I cannot believe that you're not wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah.
I actually, just for Justin TV, I got dressed up today.
Wow.
No, I did well. I thought I did.
God.
I did pretty well just to kind of, you know, look.
Well, just so we owe me ocular lawsuits.
Well, nobody's going to be looking at me anyway.
And instant macular degeneration.
Right. All of your rods and cones were fried.
So totally focused on Lisa, and then they switched over the camera,
and I was like, shh. Right.
Zing. What did she say? I'm supposed to do what now? Showing my pants.
Take off your pants.
Yeah, man.
No, these are my Simpsons. These are my Simpsons pants.
Oh, that's what she was talking about. Oh.
They are cute. So am I.
All right, what else we got, Jimmy?
Okay, well, you were gonna start in on, you've mentioned the... The debt committee, right.
Oh, yes, Jimmy. Well, we mentioned this on the last segment here. Obama has formed a new commission,
right?
Which I just think is laughable because I just can't. What they continue to do is they continue to talk about everything as if these issues haven't been discussed before.
No, that's right.
I mean, like, what do they do when they get to these meetings? So, Bob, you changed your mind?
Nope. How about you, Bill?
There are so many things wrong with this commission, of course. So many things. It's hard to describe. First of all, there's no legally binding thing. It'll be like I remember when Nixon had the porno commission or something. Literally, he took the committee report and at a news conference threw it in the trash. I mean, that was the Blue Ribbon Committee report on, I forget what it was, but
this is the committee to save the United States.
Okay, so here we are. Congress, 535 people, and plus the president decided to shovel this off onto 18 unsuspecting people who are going to take the blame. They're providing the cover your ass for Congress to say, well, the committee recommended it. So, you know, we had to do it.
Well, no, you know what's going to happen here. The committee's going to recommend something that nobody's going to go along with.
Right.
Which is going to be cutting spending. I mean, if they do a legitimate job, it's going to have to say, cut spending, cut taxes.
Right.
That's the only thing you can do.
That's the only thing you can do, right.
And so they're either going to say that, which isn't going to be followed.
Right.
And then the committee is not to blame, and just whoever it is voted for, whatever it is.
And same old, same old.
Right. And, of course, you notice the senators are bailing like... I mean, they're dropping off like flies, it seems like. I mean, relatively speaking, people are resigning their commissions.
Commission. Their position. their office, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, they're taking their money and
putting
it
in their keys,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's it. No, I'm out of here now. I've had my fun.
I don't want to be here when the walls collapse.
That's right.
Basically.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to be holding the bag.
Yeah, no, they're taking the last train out, boy.
Exactly.
You know, there's no question.
Exactly.
They're on that helicopter on top of the embassy.
And Senator Bob?
I got my...
Bye-bye!
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, no. We don't want to get...
I would not be surprised to see a few of those guys take up residence in a small island country.
Non-extraditable.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, if you're going there, please invite the Jimmy Doan cast, and we'll be happy to join you.
That's exactly right. If there's room for us, we're on.
We're on board.
And now, so, Jimmy, while they were doing this, I know this commission is going to take 6 months or a year or something. I figure what I was doing is this. In the meantime, I went ahead and formed my own commission.
Okay.
And so I've got
good.
Yeah, I've got one person on it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's you.
Whoa. No.
Yeah. I'm starting strong. And here's what I'm going to do. I mean, mine's a little bit more of an express train type of commission. I was going to give you, say, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, get like your top three suggestions to go ahead and finish off the debt here.
Okay, the debt to balance. Of course, one thing you have to do is not only balance the budget, you have to come up with a surplus.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You eliminate the Department of Education. You eliminate the Department of Agriculture.
Like a totally die.
No, totally off. Totally gone.
Gone.
You cut.
Well, how much does that get? That's only $300 million.
No, the Department of Agriculture is $300 billion.
Oh, agriculture.
Agriculture, and the Department of Education is on up in that neighborhoodish too. There's that.
I would
cut the military budget literally in half.
In half. And yeah. How would you do that?
I would close down. We're in 160 countries. I would be in one.
In one, really?
Yeah, I'd close off 100.
What about strategic bases worldwide?
None.
You don't think there are any?
No. No. Waste of time, waste of money. Bring them all home.
Okay.
Defend the borders here, no problem. I don't see any reason to be in any place else. That'd cut off about $250 billion.
That's a big chunk.
And then the next thing you'd have to do is basically Social Security, of course, is bankrupt, so is Medicare. Those are the things that are going to kill
the things
that are going to kill the country. So what you'd basically do is you would tell the current people that the retirement age has been raised to 72, and that if you want to stay in there, that's fine. And then you would basically cut Medicare. You'd have these savings for anybody under 40. You tell everybody under 40 that they're not going to get a dime,
right?
And that there's going to be no more collections for them either, and that they're going to get all their money they're on their own.
Uh-huh.
And
just basically grandfather everybody back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. And then what you probably, the other thing to do as far as what worked for this country, you might pull out the 1960 budget or the 1959 budget and see how the money was spent then, what we didn't have.
Right.
And basically, you know, go
start hacking.
Yeah.
Start hacking.
That budget, you know, was like $1 billion or something. So hack from there.
$1 billion. They were spending like sailors on shore.
That's right, man.
Drunken
sailors on shore.
It was $1 billion. Oh, my God.
Hershey bars and nylon
stockings. No, it's funny you should mention this, because we had a town hall meeting here. The city commission had met in all of the five districts here. There are five places where you can go to your commissioner, city commissioner. So I went to my city commissioner meeting here down at one of the places. There was about 40. That's right. I went. There were about 40 people there. And what they did is they divided us up into working groups. And they said, how would you? And they gave us a copy of the budget.
Yeah, we talked about this about 3 or 4 shows ago. They gave you a copy. And they said, go off in your groups and go ahead and cut it.
Cut it.
And like, as she was saying that, you were done.
I was done. And in fact,
And you know what they said?
In fact, I got the other people, the other commies at the table with me to agree.
Really?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. The point is, it was easy.
Mr. Doan, your car is being towed.
And torched.
And you have 15 minutes to move your cube.
That's right, your torched cube. Your cinder.
So anyway, the point was that everybody bowed and scraped, and they said, yep, sure enough, you could do it. I mean, I went through, there were like 20 or 30 things that were in the budget. You know, the arts, the police, the roads, the whole deal. I see we've got I got another two.
You go.
I'm moving on. And so I had cut like 30% out of the budget in, you know, 90 seconds. And everybody, they said, well, you know, we can live with all that. So then I went down to the city commission during the actual budget hearings. And I said, our little table, we agreed. We showed how you could, you know, not only balance this budget, but really cut it back and, you know, cut taxes. Well, you know, you'd have thought I had, you know, you thought
my
eyes. Yeah, right. No, you thought I had brought my skunk farm into the place and had them spew the place. Run for your lives. Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy's skunk necklace.
And I said to him, I said, I realize that everybody agrees with me, except that the seven people on the city commission here, there's one thing, there's exactly one reason why this you wouldn't take this advice of the other people that were here and so forth, and that is you want to stay elected.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. There's no other reason.
Well, Jimmy, if that's true, then we are doomed.
We are doomed.
Doomed because the likelihood of somebody getting elected who is actually going to take those...
Funny you should mention that. There was an article in today's paper. Scott Brown, Massachusetts, voted with the Democrats, crossed over to vote for the jobs bill, for the little mini
job. Oh, for the jobs bill. I thought you were going to say for health care.
No.
I was going to say, run, torch his house, man.
Firebrand.
I mean, seriously, man.
Torch's house.
You know, you run on, we're going against this. And
stopping the show now.
No, it turns out.
Seriously.
Going to Home Depot.
We got some torches.
Getting some TV torches.
That's right.
The
extra lighter fluid.
It was funny, though. There were apparently four Republicans, but there was a number of Democrats that voted against it. Interesting. So it was, quote, bipartisan, unquote. But the funny part, what made the news was that on his very first vote in the Senate, he voted with the opposition, so to speak.
I'm going to say it again. Down with bipartisanship.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, down.
You know, if you think, then the main reason is it's like anything else. If you think that they're going to respect you or like you anymore because you agree with them, they look at that as a total 100% sign of weakness.
Well, it has to be.
Right.
I mean, because it can't be anything else. I mean, either you're going to go up there and you're going to vote for the stuff that you believe in or not. I mean,
except for the fact that you want to stay elected, so you go along to get along.
Well, I know.
You will lie, cheat, and steal.
Well,
it's $170,000 a year plus the ride in the 4th of July parade.
And Jimmy, this brings up another fabulous thing we thought of in the last couple of weeks. Okay, here's
this is what I wasn't around for this, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think you were a part of the emails. Here's what we've decided to do.
I had to read that.
We want
to.
Was I supposed to read that? Here's what we've decided to do, okay?
Who's we?
Me and the emailers.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah, a group in power. Okay. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Some of my high friends in places. No, I mean friends in high places. And what they said was, here's what we've decided. We pass a bill, a referendum, which literally just pays the congressmen each like $100 million each. And it starts off with like spending the first $1 million with like round the world trip tickets. Okay. That stops in 64 countries. Okay. And brothel shows and everything like this. The point is no work gets done by the congressman. No committees, no hearings, nothing. We pay them to sit on their asses, okay?
Or to stay away, right?
It's just a freeze bill, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we spend $100 million apiece. There's 535 of them. Well, no, I mean, hey, you got a substantial bribe. I mean, way over.
Substantial.
Their, right.
Yeah, not just your average little
Real money here, man.
We're talking about mega yacht and cruising and food. I mean, everything they want. Okay. And this is per year. 100 million. Take it. Okay. And what does that come out to? Do some math. 100 million times 535.
It's a lot.
What? It's
50 billion or something.
50 billion lousy bucks.
Chuck a change.
Chuck a change. Think about the increase in the budget that they're going to do over the next year. Okay.
That's true, too.
50 billion.
I spit on
exactly.
your 50 billion.
We'll take your 50 billion.
I don't even know if that, I mean, it might be 500 billion. I mean, it can't be 500 billion. I think it's 50 billion.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of zeros there.
No, it is. Yeah, well, all you do is you add the two zeros from the 100 onto the 100 million, so it's a billion, and then 10 billion, and then times 5 is 50 billion. So look at that.
It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
He did
wow.
It.
He
amazing.
Oh, that without
math.
Even thinking about it.
Wow.
Okay. So.
Okay. What is 385 times?
Yeah. So okay. So my point is, $50 billion. We pay them to do nothing, and just as long as they don't increase the spiraling debt. And actually,
and I say we raise them if they start cutting taxes and or. Getting
eliminating
rid of
laws.
Eliminating
yeah,
laws,
yeah.
Right, right. Bonuses,
bonus bribes.
You get bonus bribes for like eliminating laws. Yeah.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Let's spend
I'm working on it. If we figure these people are directly interested, then we do. We set the money out there and we give it some name like a Save the Children Fund, and then
we
say,
get away with that.
Right. And then we say if you like kids at all, then you're going to take this money and go on your cruise,
right?
Because the cruise is going to stop by a bunch of orphanages along the way, and,
right?
And then
your
can,
children,
right? Mm-hmm. And
eat
so
the children,
right? And I just I'm getting more and more behind this as I talk about it. It's
okay. Well, okay. I saved something for the engineer.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
I saw. I'm not much of a Family Guy type guy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they had one on last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one with the toaster one we love about The Simpsons?
Right.
Okay. They had the parallel universes, Stewie, and it's parallel. Yeah. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, it is hysterical.
We'll put a link to it.
No, I've got it on VCR tape or something.
Well, we'll put a link to it. It'll link right to your house.
Yeah.
No.
It's like the hit we got from the Supreme Court, you know?
No.
Like, who's checking us out?
I meant to. I had it written down someplace, but I lost it. But we got a hit from some other people that.
We do get some shady ones that come from that.
Langley.
Yeah, Langley. I get a little worried about some of those.
Northcom, we get
right,
that.
Northcom.mil.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, we get plenty of those.
I worry about that.
Hi, Stitch.
You know, as a matter of fact, now that once his name gone, we could have Stitch call in, of course.
Well, you know, call him up.
If you're watching,
we have to plug in the thing here.
Well, we can do it if you want to. Give him a shout, man.
Hey, Mike.
2 seconds. I got no
there
problem.
There it is. The dog sticker right there. Look at that.
All
right.
He's got it all, man.
I'll plug in. Let me go over there. I'll plug in the phone so that somebody can call in. Who knows?
And one of these days, we'll put a number up behind Jimmy. And so
No. This number's not supposed to be known that well.
Well, we actually do want callers at some point, Jimmy. I know that's...
If you really want to,
I'm thinking half hour. I'm thinking 10 minutes.
I think somebody could call in now if they had.
All right, well.
If they had to.
Well, it's an emergency.
If it's an emergency, okay. Moving along, we've got to move some more. We done on that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Obama proposed targets insurance rate increases. Now they want to take over not the education but also the insurance companies. We have. There are 1,800 insurance companies here, I think, that are licensed to practice different kinds of in Florida. But we have an insurance commissioner here locally. Every state does, too. Now the feds want to get in on the insurance. Not enough regulation. Not enough competition with 1,800 businesses. No, it's like an oligopoly. We got to worry about them. What I love about this is they Dianne Feinstein and all these other people. Sibelius. Is the Kathleen Sebelius. She is the Health and Human Services Secretary, another commie person, and she wants to have the new authority to oversee and potentially block rate increases that are deemed unfair.
I know the 39%.
It would create a rate board called the Health Insurance Rate Authority.
A rate board?
Rate board, which would broadly determine what increases are reasonable and justifiable. And the 7-member board would have a consumer, industry, medical representative, as well as experts in health economics.
All independent, no doubt.
They would deny increases that they felt were excessive.
We're concerned.
The proposal aims to be a starting point for discussion.
Did you feel that increase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going in with an open mind, they said. I mean, this is so unbelievable.
Open-minded.
Well, we have this here in Florida. We have a public service commission which won't allow the power companies any kind of rates.
Yeah.
We have an insurance commission that steps all over the insurance companies. Like, they don't, we've got these geniuses up there. The insurance commissioner and five of his buddies are way smarter than the market.
So
they know exactly the amount
what's
fair for State Farm and for Allstate and for Geico. You can charge exactly. We looked at the 5-page summary and we decided that the rate.
Right.
Oh my
God. Don't get shaft.
you see this stuff. I see the guys, the Democrats. They were on the weekend shows again a couple days ago, and they're saying stuff like what you hear all the time is, well, we don't want to regulate. We don't want to take control of these companies, but when times call for tough action and just platitudes, just useless words. I mean, just nothing. It's like what you
they're
mean
being
is
paid way
when you
too much.
Don't like it. Okay,
when yeah. it's, when there's you always don't... their vision. The thing that gets me about this when you realize we have a where you live, for instance, there's a condominium association. There's like 16 residences, and I don't know how many owners. It doesn't really matter. But there's a condominium association comprised of about 11 or 12 people. They can't agree. They all meet, and they can't agree. Ms. Jimmy lives in a place where there's, 150, 200 residences. They have an executive board.
She's on the board.
She's on the board, but the point is they have input from certain people, and they make decisions based on some of the input or what's good for them. But it tends to be very often contentious and problem. And here are these guys. So they say, well, we heard from the committee, but they didn't hear from everybody in the place where she lives. Now, here we have an insurance commissioner, half a dozen or a dozen people, and they're going to call in some experts, and they're going to hear testimony from, 20 people.
Exactly.
From 20 people, and they're going to say, well, we heard from Florida.
From the experts.
Well, we heard from, the, we
right,
gave
from
all,
Florida.
All the citizens, the citizens spoke.
Right.
I'm thinking.
Frick here.
I see we've got, we found the Star
a
Trek
new Star Trek found the folder. I was looking for this thing, and
Trek folder.
Scotty, beat me up.
Yeah.
I told you, we're secret agents.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
How about the new Star Trek? We should have gotten some from the little...
We'll get it.
Okay.
Well, I do have a...
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's not the new one.
No, that's no, good. No, I like him.
Janeway.
I like the doctor.
Core dumping Janeway.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, core dump. Motherboard Janeway.
Yeah, exactly.
She's dumped wrong with the...
She's got more cores than Kirk's killed Klingons,
It's like, the toilet won't flush. Dump the core!
Exactly.
It's a dump, all right.
Exactly.
No, it was
that's
a dump. I didn't
meant.
Mean dump
that's
the core. Take a dump.
Said, dump the core.
Something.
Oh, yeah, my God.
She's pretty bad.
Lawmakers consider an animal abuse registry. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
No, this is great. You'll love this. This is in California. The whack job at where a rogue company.
That's what I say about this.
California may soon place animal abusers on the same level as sex offenders, which, of course, they could be the same.
Listing
them on an online registry, complete with their home addresses and places of employment.
What in the world?
The proposal made in a bill introduced Friday by the state Senate Majority Leader Dean Flores would be the first of its kind in the country. It's the latest law geared towards animal rights in a state that has recently given new protections to chickens, pigs, and cattle.
Man.
The law has upset many California egg industry because of the chicken thing and prompted some agriculturally minded residents, a.k.a. farmers, I guess. I don't know. Do we even talk about seceding from the state? Seceding. Under Mr. Flores' bill, any person convicted of a felony involving animal cruelty would have to register with the police and provide a range of personal information and a current photograph. That information would be posted online along with information on the person's offense. I mean, can you imagine? This is unbelievable. I mean, you go out there and you have, what if the sheep liked it? I mean, yeah. What I'm saying is, what if the sheep testifies that it was okay for her? You know, so I
look, that's an excited look. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, of course, they could get, maybe it's underage sheep. I don't know. So that's a problem there too. So
what's legal consent for sheep?
That's a good question. I mean, the Animal Defense Legal Fund, the Animal Defense Fund may be able to tell you, but the group has promoted the registry not only as a way to notify the public, but also a possible early warning system for other crimes. So if you beat your dog, or you pluck the wings off a fly, or you
didn't feed the wolves.
We know there's a link between those who abuse animals and those who perform other forms of violence.
Oh. It's for the children.
No.
It's for the children.
Wait, Jimmy.
Come on.
Wait. I'm not finished.
You down in the last sentence yet?
I'm not finished. Let's see. And then we know there's a link. And then they say about the civil libertarians are worried a little bit about it because of the privacy things.
Come on, read it.
Does this turn a person into a pariah? No, said Mr. Marquis, but it gives information to someone who might be considering hiring that person for a job. I do not think for animal abusers it is unreasonable considering the risk they pose, like the risk that people who abuse children do.
There you go.
There it is. Yep. And so anyway, you have to go to the website, Pet Abuse.
Man,
petabuse.com already offered.
The common sense is just gone.
No, it's gone. Wait a minute. But the bill's sponsor, Mr. Flores, who recently helped establish an animal protection caucus, which includes Republican members, state senators, says he is confident that he has the votes to move the measure forward, and estimates the registry would cost less than $1 million to establish. And I think...
How many millions of dollars is it going to cost to prosecute all the people? How many millions of dollars?
Well, what they want to do is they want to put a 2-cent or 3-cent tax on pet food to finance.
Uh-huh.
So there's another tax.
Terrible shame that.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Can you imagine an animal abuse? This is, I mean, the guy's
a
nutcha.
Good news, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, animals, and what I love is, the animal rights, like animals have rights. Have we talked about this before?
A couple
animals
of times.
Animals have no rights.
Yeah.
Not yet. They haven't drafted up a constitution.
I'm waiting. They need an opposable thumb first. Hello?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah, more telepathy.
You know, they scratch it out with their claw, whatever. I mean, you know.
Kinetic, psychokinetic ability.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if they,
Roll it out.
Well, we put one of those mind-reading machines on a little octopus or something. Maybe you could type it out on the screen.
Octopus only lasts 3 years. You know, what are they going to vote on?
Yeah.
They're short. That's interesting. The smart as they are, they're 36 months. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had three of them.
I liked your crab.
Oh, King.
King was the best. That was the best crab.
I had
crab.
A decorator crab.
Decorator crab. And he put a little sea anemone?
He put a little sea anemone on the top of his head, and he looked like Don King, you know?
He was hysterical.
He was hilarious. And like, what he would do, I had this big water jet in this big 75-gallon tank, and he would roll over this, he'd climb over this little water jet, and he'd jump in, and he'd spin around, and he'd float all the way across the tank, and then he'd walk all the way back, and then he'd get in the thing. You do a little ride again. Yeah, I kept doing it over and over. He was hilarious, you know.
Think about this. This thing was about as big as a praying mantis.
Yeah, no, he was even smaller than that, yeah.
But I mean, this is an animal that has a brain the size of not even a pinhead.
No, I mean, yeah, neurons.
Yeah, I mean, really, and can put the C-M-N-M-E-M-E on his head.
Right.
And then...
As a hat. Right.
And is this thing's like waving around.
Oh, yeah, it's living just great.
It's living, and then... Yeah. He's walking over, doing the Greg Louganis thing, you know,
practicing,
and then walking back and doing it all over again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was having this was like a crustacean thing. Are they crustaceans?
Yeah.
that weighs like a quarter of a
gram
or something, having a good time, fun. Like
totally
we would do.
Having a great
totally
time,
totally amazing.
Yeah, and not spending billions of dollars.
Nah.
I did see one thing that was kind of interesting. One of the, what was it? Have you seen the squash, the Whack-A-Weasel weekend, Whack-A-Weasel day? Where the people, I'll have to show that to you too. It was on, I started watching
this
Adult
Swim. This is a K-Man thing where you like
No,
shoot
no, this
weevils.
Is Adult Swim.
Oh.
You know, they have...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
right.
they have a,
I love
they have
Adult
a
Swim,
brand
yeah.
new song called
Adult
Stomp
Swim.
The Weasel. Stomp,
yeah.
the, Stomp the Weasel.
Yeah.
And it's this great song. It's about 5 minutes long, and they show everybody, you know, the clay people squashing weasels all over the place. And I thought, well, they get away with a lot of stuff on Adult Swim.
Yeah, they do.
All right, I only got one more serious thing to talk about.
Okay.
Me personally. All right, Jimmy, I'm about sick and tired of people saying that Obama saved the economy. I mean, that's the only thing that they continue to repeat is that they platitudes about $750,000 jobs lost per month when he came into town.
Right.
And now he's stopped the hemorrhaging and whatever. Let me just say something. Let me just bring everybody back to the quote crisis moment. All right. The only thing that was happening was a housing crisis. We talked about it about 2 years or a year before it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the lack of threat because the housing market at that time was only 5% or something of the entire market. I mean, the entire housing market is only 5%, okay? And so the subprime market was like 1 or 2%.
Right. That's right.
And so our thoughts were, even if the entire subprime market collapsed, no problem. Still, okay, sure, some banks are going to shut down, but the bounce will happen quickly, especially in today's technology-driven world where communication happens in an instant. The point is this. Everybody has talked about that we were on the verge and the edge, the brink of destabilization. Destabilization from a bank perspective means a run on the banks.
Right.
That's all it means. Is everybody's trying to take their money out at the same time, and everybody knows, all the real people know, that's not there.
Right.
So if everybody tries that, it's not going to work. You get a major collapse.
Right.
Okay. But everybody also knows that if your bank's not exactly failing, you don't really have to panic. And everybody also watches the internet and they keep track of communications in general. And I just don't think we were anywhere near the type of actual crisis that would have led to a run on the banks. And the reason being is because the economy was generally sound at the time. The economy in terms of all of the businesses that were happening, the gross national product, our production, our imports, exports, all of it was sound for the most part. And so even if we took the biggest hit that we could have taken, I think it would have been just a bounce, in my opinion. Nothing even close to a collapse. And so
we'll never know.
No, we'll never know.
Because they jumped in. It's funny, I hadn't thought about this for a while. And this is one of the books that I'm finishing up called Meltdown by Thomas Woods, I think. And he talks about this fairly extensively. And as he says, the one recession, depression that you never hear of is the 2021 one, which our favorite president, Warren G. Harding, presided over. And when the depression came along, he cut government spending literally in half and reduced taxes. And what was the other thing? And the Federal Reserve did nothing.
Right.
Zero. No interference at all.
Right.
It was over.
And people came to him and they said, give us the money,
bail us
out. And he said, suck it up.
Yep, suck it up. It was all over in 18 months. And when it was all over, when you look at the recovery, was phenomenal. The recovery was, you talk about a bounce.
The roaring
20s. The roaring 20s. This was flubber bounce was.
And that was during Prohibition.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right. And the women had the vote.
Whoa!
No, I mean, you don't need to know. And the income tax has been in vogue for 5 years.
Know, this is something that should be pointed out more often, because what you always hear, what I continually hear in the media is they've got the Democrats with all these plans, and the Republicans don't have a plan. No. They do have a plan. The plan is just to do nothing.
Right.
The plan is to get out of the way
get
and let the market
the
handle it.
Right. You're
okay?
Not that smart. No, none of those people are that smart. And in fact, the problem is, even if you were, once you have two people with a compromise, you know right off the bat
it's
that
not
it can't
be
the best.
Most efficient thing.
The most efficient would be if you happen to find the one genius by accident, you know, one in a 535 shot, who knew the exact answer. But as soon as you put another person or a committee, you know right away it's going to be diluted, so you can't get the best answer, number one. You are doomed to failure. So get out of the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll fix itself. I mean, the thing about the beauty of the free market system, we've talked about this before, is it is self-correcting.
Yeah.
It is, no, whether you like it or not, it's self-correcting.
Yeah.
You might not want it to correct.
No.
Tough
it's like a river.
Noogies.
It's coming down.
Yeah, it's coming down.
And Well, and it's unfortunate now because now, since they did jump in and bail everything out and they squandered the actual capital,
right?
Now the recovery, now there really could be a second dip.
And this is what's interesting is how many people are jumping on the wagon and saying, we've been, this is 12 months now after the, there will not be, they have made ironclad, I guarantee you,
right.
No depression.
Right. And see,
we're out of it. We saved the world. This is in 12 months, okay? I'm thinking, hey, way to go, smart guy. Wait another 12 months.
Just watch us.
You wait.
That?
You wait and
this
see.
This is your last chance.
Oh, I like that.
That's only transports matter.
Nothing to do with it.
I know.
You know, when you get into those folders and you just...
Well, you know, I haven't heard some of these in a long time. I love
and they fit right
what
in,
is
of course.
This bizarro world?
You did that one last time.
No, but a lot of people, a lot of this is... You know, when you go into Webstat or whatever it is, we find we have actual new listeners.
No.
Is that true? We had 5 or 6 last month.
Yeah.
Relax. I built a bomb shelter.
It says, you know, that's the problem in Florida. You can't build a bomb shelter here, really.
No, not really.
No, we got no
base. You can build a bomb pond well.
Yeah. If I was a
bomb well.
A bomb well. Yeah, if you got scuba gear, you're fine.
you can dig down
about 10 feet, you're good to go.
Okay, it's getting older.
Let's do it.
Okay,
I'm done.
I got a couple.
I got two things, that's it.
Okay, let me just finish a couple things. Yeah. This is what I like here is South Carolina now wants you to register if you claim to be a subversive and want to overthrow the government, a terrorist, you have to register. Here's the form.
Right.
You see this?
Wait, it costs $7.
If you're a terrorist, you got to register in South Carolina?
And pay $5.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's easy.
You have to tell a little bit about how you're going to overthrow the... It's all right here in South Carolina.
You have that.
I have a phone.
You printed one out.
I printed one out,
Oh, shit. Where did you print that out, Jimmy? Did you download that to the Jimmy Doan Show
studio?
Oops.
Oh, God.
We got a hit. Well, we got a hit in
there's
Florida.
There's Langley.
But what I love is by subversive organization, that means every corporation, society, association, camp, group, bund, band, political party, assembly, body, or organization composed of two or more persons, which directly or indirectly advocates, advises, teaches, or practices the duty, necessity, or propriety of controlling, conducting, seizing, or overthrowing the government of the United States or South Carolina.
You've really got to be shitting me.
It's real.
There's no effing way.
No. It's real. It's real. Like somebody paid somebody.
$25,000 fine and 10 years in prison if you fail
to
fill this out and send it in with your $5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
I'm surprised they don't have questions. Like,
I love this.
Your name Abdul Muhammad?
Yeah, exactly.
You wear towels on your head and your waist?
Some people are saying, they said civics groups and fraternal orders are exempt. But past that, you know,
the terrorist is going to read that. He's like, band? No. Bomb? No. Oh, I'm a civic group. Oh, aha!
Yep.
I'm excluded.
That's right. I'm a civic group.
I'm a civic group.
Very civic.
Everybody, do not fill out the application.
Civic. I am civic.
In the long, what I love this, one guy of South Carolina blog Fitz News describes the new law as the bureaucracy for terrorists. In the long and storied history of utterly retarded legislation in South Carolina, we may have finally found the legal statute that takes the cake.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's no question.
Oh, yes. I love it.
I mean, by definition, whoever fills it out is not a terrorist. They're too stupid.
I don't know about that. But it would be kind of interesting to a joke.
I'd love to, like, just pay him a house call or call him up on the Jimmy Dino
show. No. You send him your $5 and you put on there, I want to, you know, blow up the world.
Right.
And, you know, so
you were talking about.
Yeah. We ain't testing this one.
We're not testing this one.
No.
What? You know, it's funny. I got an email from one of my compadres down the road here, and he says, try this if you're on a long flight and you've got a jerk sitting next to you. Here's what you do. You know, you go to this website, and it'll shut this jerk up. And the website goes, Wayana. It's an Arabic song. Wait. It's an Arabic song, and it comes over this big clock. There's a countdown
no
time.
Way.
Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
So you go there, and you start, and you look with your eyes to the sky, and you say, Akbar Allah. And of course, I wrote him back, and I said, yeah. Well, you might scare the guy next to you. I said, but let's hope you wake up from the coma you're in, from the pummeling you received from the other 19 passengers who beat the crap out of you. And let's hope you wake up from this coma right before the doctor declares you brain dead and harvests your
organs
for something else. I said, you got to be kidding me you put that on. That's something you don't want to do.
I did see that one. That was hilarious.
You don't even make a movie about doing that.
No. I told him what I said. Was, you know, it's funny. I told him, I said, the only time I've been on a plane next to somebody who was, shall we say, aggravating, never a guy for some reason. It's always some girl or woman that wants to chit chat all the way about everything in the world. Oh my God.
I can't keep
She's taking her clothes
me.
Off.
Well, I wish.
And all
well,
that
you
stuff.
Know, I turned to this one girl in order to shut her up. I said, you got a nice mouth there. Would you like to try it out on this? You know, and then you start to unzip.
That's what you normally do, yeah. And she did?
No. That was I didn't actually do that. I told somebody I might do that, and they said, "Well, you do have a death wish, don't you?"
Okay, now
that was Mrs. Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right.
Jimmy, you brought up another issue just now in your you said it. You have violated Sarah Palin's new proclamation here, and this to me is I'm putting in light note section. And I'll explain why.
This is not the disadvantaged child thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I didn't follow that.
Sarah Palin, the potential candidate for president of the United States, is coming out against the word retard.
Ah.
Okay. And to me, that's just retarded. And the reason is because, actually, it's not retarded, but it's stupid. Or it's, you know what it is? It's not worthy of the presidential position. It's like, the president does not have to be concerned with name calling. Okay?
Uh-oh, retard alert!
I mean, look. We understand it's bad, name calling is bad, but it's really something that should be handled by, like,
your
elementary school teacher. Yes!
Your neighbor.
Your neighbor, okay? Not the president of the United States.
No, it's...
So I just think
she's not going to make it. You know, it's interesting you should mention one of the best diatribes I ever heard on retards was by that really big fat guy who is really funny, and he's on Comedy Central.
Me?
No. He talks about... He has the one about the... about... Black talk and everything else, and he's a brother. And
the guy, he goes, I tried out for the fat man, but they told me I was too fat to play the fat man.
Anyway, he has this great long thing about retards, and he says, who are you offending?
Right.
I mean, you know.
They're retarded.
They're retarded. They don't know
they
what
don't
it
know.
Means. So, you know, then he goes on about this whole thing, and it's really hysterical. Louis.
Yeah.
It's not Louis no. C.K., but it's Louis somebody, and I forget. Anyway.
Yeah. I know who you're talking
so
about.
So Google it. Okay.
Yeah.
What's next? Anything you got next particularly? I got something else. I've got a thing from Mike, a hanger dog, and he says... he's talking about PETA protests. Did you see this?
No.
His thing was, he says, have you ever noticed that nudity seems to be a common theme among PETA protests? Maybe I should join PETA. I mean, they're not all oinkers. And then he says, oops. maybe oinkers would eliminate, get me out of it. Have you seen, am I on the thing here? Poltergeist guy?
Is he on the camera?
Yeah, you're on there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in a little tiny picture. Lisa's in the big picture.
Okay, well, this is one of the protests. And as he said, PETA, I would join. Here's another one. This is another one I printed out. They're all over the place, you know.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, I mean, know. This one here on the end is a little ugly.
Yeah.
But for Jimmy's okay with that.
You're all right with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. That's okay. Hey, man, lower your standards enough and you'll get laid.
That's, that's it. You know, at my age, beggars can't be choosers.
Okay. No, I'm with you.
Okay, did you also see, this is another legal thing, obscene U.S. manga collector jailed for 6 months. Did you see that?
I did see that. And tell this story, because this is important for
this is unbelievable. A U.S. comic book collector is being sentenced to 6 months in prison after pleading guilty to importing and possessing Japanese manga books depicting illustrations of child sex.
Okay.
And bestiality.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know what manga is just actually, the word manga is just Japanese for comic. But what it describes is a particular type of Japanese comic, a particular type.
Oh, I've wasted my life.
A particular type
comic
of.
Book, I love yeah.
Particular type of Japanese comic books that became very popular very quickly, and they didn't have enough people, enough artists to draw the comic books. So the style evolved into one that is very undrawn.
Right.
That is to say, a lot of the depictions, most of the characters don't have eyes. Everybody who draws knows eyes take a long time to draw.
So a superb choice.
So they just leave the eyes out. And then they leave out all kinds of other detail.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
And yes, so...
you love comic book guy, don't you?
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he's unbelievable. I love it.
So the deal is that this can't be a very detailed depiction of whatever it is that
it's a comic book.
That, and that was my next point, is that it's a drawing, but if somebody were to say, well, you can have something that draw that looks lifelike, not manga. Okay,
okay, right.
Not
right.
Manga. This is like super sparse
it's
drawing.
It's one step above stick people.
Literally, like the characters are drawn with one line around them, okay?
I mean, that's single it. Dimension.
Okay,
that's right. Single dimension. That's right.
And so here's the gig. They're actually willing to prosecute this guy. And how long is he getting?
He's getting 6 months.
Okay. No, he six months?
Yeah, he could have gotten 15 years.
Right. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Without a plea deal.
Right.
He faced a maximum 15-year sentence.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
He was charged under the 2003 Protect Act, which outlaws cartoons, drawings, sculptures, or paintings depicting minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct, which lack a serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. He's the first to be convicted for possessing cartoon art without any evidence that he also collected or viewed genuine child pornography. He is simply being this is nothing more than they over the customs people opened up the shipment of comics. And by the way, I have the list here in case anybody wants them of the comics, the seven.
I have them.
Well, yeah. In Unfinished Schoolgirl by Yuki Tamachi.
Unfinished.
Yes,
you see,
that's
unfinished.
Right. And then I Heart Doll, Essential 3, The Animal Sex Anthology, Volume 3. I wonder what happened to Volumes 1 and 2. I don't know.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Okay. So anyway, I love this. He was caught. In other words, he didn't even get him.
Yeah,
Customs. Customs opened it up, and they went and arrested him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so cool. It's just 6 months in jail. I mean, you think about it. And for cartoons.
For cartoons.
Well,
I mean, look. Here's the deal. You got to remember that the reason that child pornography is outlawed doesn't have anything to do with why you can watch it, okay? It has to do with the fact that you must have forced some child to do the act.
Right.
Okay? Well, guess what you don't have to do to draw a cartoon about it, okay? You don't have to actually have the kid there or anything.
Well, the question is, right. You draw the picture. Let me think now. You draw the picture and somebody else looks at it and you go to jail for 6 months.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, yeah.
Can you play the Bizarro World clip? I mean, that's what I think about, you know.
Well, wonder at what point, of course, this is, they, the ruling basically said for the community involved, this is the old, I know it
when
I see it.
What is this, bizarro world? Exactly.
I know it when I see it thing. And that was apparently, the deal was in his community in Indiana or wherever he was, you know, they don't like that sort of thing being depicted even with stick people, I guess. I mean, it was always fun to try it out, I guess. Maybe you should do it with stick people one time.
Well,
just
think
to
of
see.
The children.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. I got anything else? You got something there, engineer? Something particular in something short, whatever. I'm winding down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I
really had one more thing about the pilot.
What about you, Counselor?
Suicide,
I got like
IRS,
two little tiny things.
IRS so. Suicide guy.
IRS suicide guy?
The airplane guy flew into the IRS building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's my hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Wait, I got a sound effect
hey,
for that.
Hey, by the way,
hold
you'll
on.
Notice that we did not talk about Cut Tiger Woods. In case it, for those of you who are interested in Tiger Woods, too bad.
Yeah, we didn't talk about him, no. He's coming out with some kind of statement. Who cares?
Enough said. Right. Done. Spent enough time on that one.
Watch TV.
It was the Tiger Woods channel. I mean, you couldn't, you know, I went through all 47 of my channels. It was Tiger Woods everywhere.
You don't have 47 channels.
Well, no, besides the pay-per-view, paid ones, yeah.
And besides your antenna that you have?
No, I actually have the basic something on one of my TVs.
Really?
Yeah. It's for grandma.
Oh.
I'm okay. Not for me.
No, I'm about to say it. I mean, yeah, shortwave radio. I thought this is the only way you communicated.
Okay. I wish.
We need to put your antenna up, too, sometime here.
We don't have to do it right now. Let's finish this.
Okay, that's fine.
It's dark out.
I know. It's dark out. Let's see, I had...
See, now we can go to the sun, because it's dark out.
Apparently,
I won't get burned up.
Apparently, in California, they decided to go ahead and if you want to kill off your lawn, you can earn some green. They decided that they're going to give you $1 per square foot up to a maximum of 2,000 feet if you go ahead and just kill off your lawn and put pebbles down so it doesn't eat up any water.
Well, what about the, isn't there some kind of environmentally...
Yeah, reflective heat something or another,
And carbon dioxide.
What, a carbon dioxide, oxygen turning CO2. Something?
No, they don't want to make that. No. This is California. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I know, but we already talked about California's whack job here earlier.
Well, this is a new thing.
Another.
If you live out in California and you want to make $2,000, you can just kill off your lawn and put pebbles down and drought, you know, cactuses or whatever, you know, and put those around, and you're fine.
They call
that
zero-scaping. Zero-scaping. Yep. Nothing to do with Xeroxing.
Yep.
The only other thing I had, which, and we can talk about it some other time, is the guy that flew the little Piper Cherokee. What a waste of an airplane. into the IRS building. I mean, I thought, you know, reminds me a little bit of the breakfast of ham and eggs. You know, the chicken, like, makes a donation, but the pig makes the ultimate commitment, you know. So, and ham and eggs. So, anyway, I forget how that goes, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this guy made the ultimate sacrifice, which I thought, you know, it seems like...
He must have been a libertarian. Well, no, actually, he was a communist.
No, he was a populist. He had I read the screed.
Okay.
I read the whole thing. And it was a little wandery. But basically, he was understandably very upset about things and, decided to take it. Now, I mean, we here would easily have done the same thing. I'm not sure I would have wanted to waste the plane, but I damn sure wouldn't have wasted myself.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly would have made it auto remote control.
Exactly. Right.
And the beauty of it is...
We have the technology.
We would have certainly gone, slipped by the old morgue or someplace to find the body to go in there. With RID on it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
We certainly so you can't come done back that. For us again.
You can
right.
bet on that.
And pull a tooth and put it
that's
in his
it.
Jaw.
No, there's
that
no
one,
question.
You know.
No.
Dental records confirm it was right. Engineer Eric is dead.
What?
He owes no more taxes
you
ever.
See what, you see what Jimmy looks like now?
No more taxes.
No, it's just fine. I don't know what about teeth.
So
yeah.
Anyway, that would be...
Well, we're out of here.
Yeah, we're out. We're going.
Hey, all did right. you see that Tampa got the stripper mobile from Las Vegas?
No, did they really?
Yeah, man.
Would they use it during Gasparilla? Gasparilla was like last weekend.
Yeah, no, they didn't get that soon. They just got it like last weekend.
Are we in Lent now or Fat Tuesday?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Yeah, it all happened. Mardi Gras was last Tuesday and
okay.
Lent. Yeah, didn't you see the reporter mess that up? She was watching. She looked at Joe Biden. He had the thing on his forehead, and she was like, what happened to his forehead? Oh, my God.
He was, now you got to believe it. It was some kind of a...
those Brits. They were Brits.
It was funny because they were having the conference where Obama was announcing something, but it was like having Lisa here in a way. Joe Biden was off to the side, and you're looking at him like, whoa. He's got this black dot here from the Ash Wednesday.
Well, he did it in a dot instead of a cross, which I guess you do it either way. But
the whole point was, who was listening to Obama? I mean, I'm looking at saying, what the, nobody's hearing what we're saying. The beauty of it is this is going to be on iTunes and there's no video. So.
Well, everybody's got the audio turned down. Of course.
I understand that, but we do need to remember iTunes.
We'll put a sign up at
some
point.
It'll be up there. Okay. Well, that's great. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, give us an email, jimmy@jimmydoan.com.
Right?
Tell your friends.
Thank you all.
Oh,
wait. Who wrote in.
Wait a minute. We got something here from Stitch.
We got a message.
You do seem to have this preoccupation with PETA.
What's an 8-letter word for on the way?
On the way.
Incoming! All right, we got to go.
We're out of here. You guys have a great one.
Don't let me down. Like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does. Yes, she does. First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.